Messages there for the deeper student as well as the beginner. But the main thing is to stick with his word so you get your own picture of what Jesus looks like, what the events that took place around his life, the prophecies from the Old Testament, the law, how it applies, and you've just got an overall picture in your mind. Grandma Moses once said, "I can't paint a picture of the Bible." She says, because everybody has to paint their own picture in their own mind. So, he said, I come in the volume of the book. Get your picture. TG, did you want to comment as to where we want to go next?
Oh, well, I would suggest Matthew 26, since we were along the lines of the Passover.
Okay.
And bringing it up to date, the New Testament, and talking a little about the New Covenant that was established with the shedding of his precious blood.
And which would verse teach?
It's Matthew 26, starting at, I believe it's 28. Let me see if we should read a little closer to, yes, it's starting at around 26:26. So do you mind reading? I'm a little coarse today.
I will. And as they were eating, verse 26 of the 26th chapter of Matthew, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Psalm 115, if anybody. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. It's a circuit. That's what Galilee means, the circuit. We're kind of on the circuit today. And Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto you, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the other disciples, students. Then cometh Jesus with them to a place called Gethsemane, or the oil press, where the oil is pressed, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. A lot like he says to us today. Tarry here and watch with me. Yeah. 39, and he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. T.G., can I comment on that verse?
Sure. We could stop there and begin commenting because there's a lot in what you just read, Joe.
Okay, that cup. It wasn't the cup that he had to pour out on Jesus. It was the cup that Jesus had to pour out in these end times, i.e. the death angel. That's the cup. That's the cup that he had to pour out. And he didn't want to, but he had to. That was the reason for him coming, to advise and to show in the scriptures this cup of the end times. Let this cup pass from me. He didn't want to pour this cup out, but you can see by looking around today that it has to be poured out because of people chasing the false Messiah. So, T.G., did you want to comment on any verses so far?
Yes, because I'm glad you mentioned that cup, because that cup also represents something special that we've been getting to, and that's that new covenant. So, it's funny that you should mention the cup of wrath, and we know that that cup is a shallow cup, and all it takes is a tip. And it's going to be a whole bunch poured out on people. But for those that have the other cup that represents the new covenant, there's an excellent study on this in Appendix 159 of the Companion Bible. And the title is called This Is My Body. And it's especially done on Matthew 26:26. And what he does there is he shows that when you speak of the bread and the breaking of the bread, you're talking about the breaking of the body. And when you say, this is the blood of the new covenant, you're talking about poterion, the cup, and not oinos, the wine, which is masculine, which we always concentrate on the wine and not the cup. But the cup actually represents the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out many for the remission of sins. But it's also telling us to go back to Jeremiah 31:31, where he speaks of the new covenant. And he says, if it were not made then, when Christ did this, it could not be made at all, because there would be no more blood to be shed. So this blood of the new covenant, Joe, is actually brings us into talking about what is the new covenant. What is that new agreement that he made? And you spoke of it earlier when you said that it is putting God's word in your mind, sealing it in your mind. That's the beginning, so that no man has to teach you anything, and the Holy Spirit will then communicate with you and teach you all things that are in the Word. So that's my comment on the cup. Harry, would you have anything to add to that?
though, brings on correction and salvation, Paul. And if you don't think just doing his job, just take a look outside. Let God's children believe any lie that they hear. And the lies are floating around all over the place, and they're just eating it up. They love it. You got to go through it. That's what he didn't want to see. That's what Christ said. Is there any other way than this? Meaning, he didn't want to see his children going through what they're going through now. It's pitiful. It is so pitiful.
And without having that feeling, even the very elect, if they did not have that feeling in their minds, things would be a whole lot worse. Wouldn't you agree, Harry?
Yep.
So that's my comment, Joe.
Thank you, TG. Thank you, Harry. Okay. Was there any other verses, TG, that you want to go to?
No, that was Matthew 26, and we stopped at... Which verse was that, Joe?
We stopped, let's see. Oh, yeah. 26, let's see, that was... 26:39.
Oh, okay.
Say that again,
Joe. We finished on 39, verse 39 of chapter 26, Matthew.
Okay. Then that's good. So the only other thing I would mention is for the audience is Hebrews 9 and 10, following up with that particular part of the study. We'll go more into the cup.
Is there a couple trembling in the book of Isaiah?
What was that, Harry?
I think it's Isaiah 51. I'm going to see if I can turn that real quick. Yeah, awake, awake, Isaiah 51:17. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which has drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. Thou hast drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she has brought forth. Neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she has brought forth. These two things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction and the famine and the sword, by whom shall I comfort thee? That cup of trembling.
Pour it out. Pour it out.
Yes, pour it out, Lord, pour it out.
Folks.
Let me read on to the end, Joe. Verse 21, therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus said the Lord and thy God, that pleaded the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again, but I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street, then to them that went over. Oh, they got a bunch of politicians just walking all over God's children out there.
Oh, Harry.
did you want to...
I said politicians. I didn't say businessmen.
Yes. Other another way of the scriptures in another place, it said that your princes, and those would be your political leaders and your judges.
Yeah.
Ask it for a reward. I believe it's over in Micah. But that is the condition of today. You know, rewards, they ask for rewards, but not the Father's rewards. See, did you want to go to Hebrews
chapter 8, just to mention and to seal in everyone's mind that first covenant is no longer in place. We're now working under that second covenant and the blood of Christ and that cup that was given. And here in Hebrews 8, it tells you exactly what that covenant is. So for those people, and there are some in the, I hate to say it, in some of the denominations who are still thinking that that old covenant is still in effect, and it's not. So, Joe, I would like to read a little of Hebrews 8, if we have time.
Go ahead, teach. You definitely have time.
Okay. So Hebrews 8, beginning with our high priest. And I might have to skip around a little, Joe, to make sure that we get it, because it's covering 8, 9, and 10. So now the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle which Yahweh pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, whereof it is of necessity that this man, capital M, have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. So this is what was accomplished on the cross. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for a second. For finding fault in them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. Now this is after the Exodus. And I regarded them not, saith the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith a new covenant, he hath made thee first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. So, with that being said, there was a study that was done on this. They shall not teach every man his neighbor, but every man shall know the Lord. And that study is called Deodidactos, which means taught of the Lord. So through his shedding of blood, we're able to go beyond the veil and to approach him in our prayers and ask for him to open up his word to us now in these days. And Joe, that was the new covenant.
Yes, E.G., yes. The Father did this for us. He could have destroyed us all at the end of the first world age, but he didn't. That's love, boy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, we're back, folks. And I'd like to say at this time that we'd really like to say thank you to the Republic Broadcasting Network for allowing us to bring forth the Word of God on its airwaves. And I just want to say to them and ask the Father, Father, they have taken care of your children here, and we'd like to ask you to bless them for what you've done for them, what they've done for us, and allowing us to bring forth your Word. And We'd like to say to them that we thank them very much for the courage and the lack of regard for any consequences that may come upon them. So, Father, you hear the children. We'd like to ask you to lead, guide, and direct the steps from this place forward. Okay, Teach, did you want to comment on that last reading?
Yes, Joe. I think that to end that, I'm going to skip down to Hebrews 9:24, which completes this. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. And then skipping down to 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And then in chapter 10, you're going to see that sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not. Repeated from Psalms 40 that we did earlier as a second witness. And the command in 10 verse 22, now that we have this high priest over the house of God from verse 21, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And then there are more commandments for us. But would you like to make a comment, Joe, on that second appearing, which we know is after the appearance of the Antichrist, and why he says unto them that look for him? Some won't be looking because they would have already followed the Antichrist at that point.
Right. This is the ultimate time that we live in of the ability to persuade the masses. They have the communications to convince 95% of the world from one extreme point to another within 7 days to go to just the opposite spectrum of any given point. That's how powerful the communication system of this world, the prince of this world, controls. How powerful it really is. And you've got to make that crossing. You've got to cross that Jordan River and go into the promised land and make sure that that Jordan River is nice and calm as you're making the crossing, and it's not currents. So if you know that the false Messiah comes just before the true Messiah returns, you are of his election from the first world age. And in that verse that you read just a little while ago, Teach, verse 26, for then he must often have suffered since the foundation of the world. Folks, in the Strong's Concordance, it's the number 2602, the catabola, the foundation of the world. PR, that's the prime root of that 2602, is 2598. This is when this first age was destroyed, Satan's overthrow. That was the end of that first world age. And now, the foundation of the world of this age. So, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, maybe further commentary, or we're going to go right to the anointing oil and the communion.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back, folks. And I'd like to go to the anointing before we do the communion. But before I do, I want to ask TG and Harry if they want to sum up anything that we've said thus far.
Well,
say that again, Joe.
The only comment. Harry, he's looking for some of the things that we spoke of today on the show.
Go ahead.
Okay.
The only thing I'd like to say something, Joe.
Go ahead, Tisha.
The only thing that I would like to say to sum up what we just read was that it's important to make sure that we have that word written in our minds, and the only way to have that is through study, line on line and chapter by chapter. Some great tools to use, a companion Bible, Strong's Concordance, Smith's Bible Dictionary, and those are some of your beginning tools that would really enhance your study.
And also the J.P. Green's Interlinear Bible. It's a four-set series, and I would highly recommend that. He is one of the latest scholars of the Masoretic text. So he includes that in his Strong's Concordance studies. So I would definitely go with J.P. Green. I've had the privilege and pleasure of meeting him about 37 years ago, and he was, to say the least, remarkable. But he's another great student if somebody can get his work and dig into it. But, folks, for the beginners out there, get the Gospels under your belt. The Gospels will explain everything that you have to know. Get those, read those over. I'd suggest you read them seven times. Seven times. Jump in that water seven times. And then see the places where Jesus referenced back in the Old Testament. See, he didn't have a Bible in those days. There was no Bible written. He always referred to the Old Testament to bring it up to date. And boy, the religious community of his day hated his guts for doing that because he was rocking their playhouse. So, any other comment, Teach?
No, Joe, that was my comment. And
I'd like to say, Joe, that 30-some years ago when I was driven into the Word, and now at my age, had someone told me I would be living to see what's going on now, I would tell them they were crazy and it would never happen. But the Word says it's going to happen, and it is happening right in front of the people's face, and they do not see it. It is disgusting. I have never seen
right.
anything like this in my life.
Yeah. And this is why the second Passover was so important to bring to these people from the Republic Broadcasting Network. They have allowed us in the past to do the Father's work, and we feel that we wanted to come on and bring this point forward, how important this is in these upcoming weeks and months. Get that anointing on you, and let's do that anointing right now. Let's take the olive oil, the oil of our people. And if you don't have the olive oil right now, when you get a chance, go to the market, pick up a little vial of olive oil, and you can anoint yourself at that time. But I just want to bring this anointing forward. Put the olive oil on our fingertip, and we're just going to put it on the doorpost of our mind. This is the oil of our people. The oil of our people. Israel. True Israel. All those of the natural seed line, Jacobites, and all of those that have joined on with them. Israel. Okay. Father, we anoint your children, and if I could speak for them and just say a few words from that anointing, my cup runneth over, Father, my cup runneth over with thanks for what you've done for us over the years, and the blessings to bring forth generation to generation to these end times. Father, we'll go for you. We'll do just about whatever you want us to do. And also, T.G. and Harry, what a blessing these two are, folks. You have no idea how blessed these two individuals are. Scholars to the nth degree, and the kings and queens of their people in Boston and Atlanta, Georgia. I'll tell you what. I've seen and I've visited Harry doing the Father's work in Boston. And man, he's a trooper. He's a trooper. And he took a lot of persecution. He took a lot of persecution over the years. And TG, I know she's taken a lot of persecution. And boy, I'll tell you, these people go for the Father. You're very blessed to have them on the program today, folks. And I want to thank you and Harry and TG personally for being here in these end times to bring this message forward.
Thank you, Joe.
At the end here, for,
thank you, Joe, for the opportunity and for all the blessings that you bring to people over there in Rhode Island and around the world. True scholar,
Joe.
Faithful.
Yes,
I want to thank you too, Joe. You've been an inspiration to me from day one, and you are a scholar and a great one at that. And I want to thank Rick Adams for allowing us to be on his program, and ask that Father bless him and his program. And Rick, I'm doing fantastic.
That's one of Harry's favorite sayings. Okay. Okay, with that having been said, we're going to take the bread and the wine now, symbolic of the, let me go over to Luke chapter 22, Luke chapter 22. Let's see. Chapter 22.
You say Luke?
Okay. Luke 22 and verse 14. Now, the olive oil, folks, you can always anoint members of your family. You don't have to let them know what you're doing. Just put a little bit on your hand or your fingers and just somehow, you know, apply it to the head. They won't know what you're doing, but just it can be done for your loved ones. Okay, and also with the communion, we're going to take communion in proxy of our loved ones and those that are very special to us, and you might want to think of those people right now, and we'll send those right up to the Father as we approach his throne. Okay. And Luke chapter 22, verse 14 reads, "And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles, or sent forth ones, with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you, before I suffer." I have a feeling that the two witnesses, I think of them. 16, "For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves." Now you can look up that word cup, 4221 in the Strong's Concordance. Okay. "For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." Okay. Verse 19, "And he took the bread and gave thanks." Now, we're going to take communion in unison. So just take the bread in your hand. And when I finish making this proclamation here, then we all take the bread at the same time. Not the wine, just the bread. Okay. "And he took the bread and gave thanks and break it and gave it unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. So we'll take the bread now in unison. Thank you, Father. Thank you. This 20. Likewise, he also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." We can take the wine in unison now, all of one accord at that time and this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. This cup is the new covenant or New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. The Father loves his children. He doesn't love the things that they do, but boy, he loves his children. Wants to give them every opportunity. Remember, we've got to look forward to the millennium of teaching for those that don't make it, and we've got to look forward to the eternity. And eternity is a long time compared to some of the wealth and riches that you might have to shun and give up in this end time. But we thank the Father for being there, and boy, he is, his word is so important in these end times. Though few read it and few believe it anymore, there is a small remnant, and that's no accident, because they were around at the end of the First World Age before the Catabola, and testified against Satan in that First World Age when he was playing for Heavenly Father, trying to take his place. Never happened. Okay, T.G. and Harry, any comments?
Oh, that was very good.
I enjoyed it. And there's an anniversary coming up in a few days in the month of May, Joe.
Yes. Go ahead, Harry.
I said, we got an anniversary coming up in a few more days in the month of May.
Do you want to expand on that?
When Israel became a nation again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
How many
is that
years
the city that
now?
Jesus said to? I'm not, let's see, that would be, 71 years. 71 years.
Yep.
Gee, that's just how old I am. I guess I was born just before the fig tree was planted. I was February 27th.
Yep.
I guess the fig tree was planted in May. Oh. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But let's watch Jerusalem, folks. The Heavenly Father's favorite city, favorite place on this earth. Many people have occupied it over the years and centuries, but that's his place. That's where the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, is still emptied on the ground there to this day. Any other places that we'd like to visit before we conclude, guys?
Well, Joe, I don't think we should leave without going to the book of Revelations.
Okay. In chapter
5, you just mentioned the fig tree generation. Why don't we go to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9? When we come back from break.
Okay, Teach. 2:9 and 3:9. Revelation.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run. Because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, folks, we're back. And TG, we wanted to go to Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, two of the favorite churches of the Father in the end times. The other 5 he had somewhat against them. But these 2 were favorable to him. And I want to know what they were teaching. Do you want to go ahead with the reading, Teach?
Sure, Joe. So in 2:8, unto the angel of the church of Smyrna. And this word Smyrna is very interesting when you look it up in the Greek. language. Hallie or Joe, if you have a footnote on that, we can comment in a minute. But to this church of Smyrna, he said, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know your works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. Now, that was the one church. And, Joe, do you have a comment on that church of Smyrna?
Yes, D.G. Over in verse 10, the tribulation, you shall have tribulation 10 days. That tribulation will be world peace. And it's called the Great Revival. It's going to cause the world to go into Great Revival. This is our tribulation, 10-day tribulation. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Did you have a footnote that you wanted to bring out on Smyrna, T.G.?
I was wondering if Harry had the definition or the Strong's number for Smyrna. I can give you verbatim some part of the definition, because I know it goes back to the root word myrrh, and it has to do with the anointing oil, which we just spoke of. While we look for that, I'm going to go ahead and read 3:9, which is also out of the seven churches, the other church, which Christ had no problem with. And this was the church of Philadelphia. Unto the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, but are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet, and that's Christ's feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which will come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly.
What a finish, T.G. Thank you so much for being there, T.G. Harry, thank you so much. Harry from Boston, T.G. from Georgia. My two great friends. Okay,
thank
guys.
You,
we'll see you next time. And
Joe.
God bless.
Let's make the circuit.
All right, see you. To T.G., Joe.
All right,
okay,
God bless you.
Harry.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.